Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and we're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. You submit things to freetalklive.com. Others can vote on those items, and then we will use your votes to determine what you find interesting. So you can go to freetalklive.com and check it out. I think it's a pretty cool site, and thanks to everybody who's taken the time to submit content to it. Once again, go to freetalklive.com. Dread Pirate Roberts teased you a little bit about this story from Forbes, which is really good. I read it earlier today. About a man who I consider to be a hero, Dread Pirate Roberts. He's not the biggest drug dealer in the world. He probably has never sold a single drug on the Silk Road, which is his website. The Silk Road is a marketplace. It's an open, anonymous marketplace for people to use a currency, the digital currency we've talked about so much on this program, Bitcoin, to purchase through an anonymized web browsing system known as Tor, various different products
right.
of interest.
So in the same way that a person who owns a mall doesn't necessarily sell shoes or jewelry or dry goods or whatever they might sell in a mall.
Yeah, exactly. They do collect rent, though, from all the people who are selling
right.
in that mall, and that's what Dread Pirate Roberts does. He collects,
he's a virtual landlord.
Right. He collects 10% at least on every transaction that is done on the Silk Road. And that probably has made him a millionaire at this point, maybe a multimillionaire.
And it's a fascinating website, the Silk Road.
Have you been there?
You've shown me little bits of it.
I'm
scared to go on my own computer, honestly.
Why?
I don't know anything about this stuff.
If you don't buy drugs, there's nothing illegal to go on the Silk Road and look around.
Yeah, I just haven't. I don't know how to get on Tor. I've never gotten on Tor myself.
Oh, it's so easy. So if you want to get on Tor, you go and look for the Tor browser bundle, and then you download the Tor browser bundle, and you run it. And a Firefox pops up that's been pre-configured to work with Tor, basically. And there's probably some more steps that you can do to double ensure your privacy. But if you're just going to be surfing around on the Silk Road and not buying things, I don't think you really have to worry about that. So you download the Tor browser bundle, and you pretty much are secure right out of the box with that. You might want to make sure JavaScript is turned off, but otherwise that's probably one of the only checks you'll want to make. Then you acquire the address for the Silk Road, because when you're on Tor, all the addresses are a bunch of jumbled digits for the most part. They're nothing you could remember.
They're not like the addresses on the internet, the 2 and 3 digits numbers separated by dots.
I don't know what you. Oh, are you talking about the IP address? I don't know how Tor resolves information like that. I could not answer that. But what I mean, the URL is not a memorable thing. Like,
okay.
You know, if you remember freetalklive.com, it's easy to go there. But if we had a Tor site that was specific to Tor, it would be
Wouldn't matter.
Sort of jumble of numbers that we would never be able to communicate easily to you. But it's easy to find Tor addresses. All you have to do is type in Silk Road Onion on Google, and the Silk Road address will come up because Tor stands for the Onion Router. Everything on Tor ends in .onion. So you can tell it's a Tor address if it's a whatever jumbled letters .onion.
So,
and then you go and you create a free account and you can look around and browse through literally hundreds of different people offering marijuana
and
all kinds of other drugs.
And everybody can see that I haven't gone there and haven't gone and looked around. But what I like about the idea of the Silk Road is that, you know, people are going to do drugs. We're all clear on that. Drugs are going to get done. They're being done today. They were done yesterday. They're going to be done tomorrow.
That's right.
And what's bad about drugs often is not the effects of the drugs, but the effects of sort of the illegality of drugs.
The black market.
The black market. Drugs are dangerous. People go to jail for them. People get beat up, get their teeth knocked out, get put in the hospital, and get killed over drugs.
Because they're expensive because of the black market.
People get things stolen. They get their money stolen. There's all kinds of inefficiencies in the drug marketplace. And what Tor does is Silk Road does is it tends to limit those. If you're going to buy, look, a great one is MDMA, which is ecstasy, and this is a drug that's relatively harmless compared to
heroin.
yeah. alcohol, even, yeah. You know, there's obviously no drug is harmless, but, you know, relatively a harmless drug.
Drugs are more dangerous than others.
When you go out and buy this, you know, you go to some club and you try to buy it from a street vendor or something like that, you're going to get a whole variety of things that aren't MDMA.
Probably true. And you might even get arrested because that might be an undercover agent.
Right. Or you might get your money taken from you, or in a bad case, you might get beaten up. So
yep.
those
are possible.
Your chances of getting something bad are high, bad or neutral are high,
yep.
but aren't MDMA. But if you order off of Silk Road, you're getting them from people in like Holland where
there's really good MDMA.
Where they test drugs. The government will give you good drug testing kits and things.
Right, and you're buying from an environment that, even though it's anonymous, is subject to competition. These anonymous dealers are competing for your business, and so therefore the products that you get through the Silk Road are more likely to be what they're advertised to be. Not guaranteed. You know, you could still end up with some sort of scam artist there. But usually if somebody's got good reputation on the Silk Road, that's been earned. You know, they've earned that good reputation
sure.
by having a good product at a good price.
You can get ripped off, but you could get ripped off with dealing with anybody in the
drug
industry.
Much more likely to get ripped off on the streets.
Highly unlikely you're going to get your teeth kicked in.
You won't even know who the person is. You're not meeting anyone in a back alley.
I have yet to read the news story of the police getting one person off of this site.
There are a couple of stories that are referenced here in this Forbes article about drug dealers who were busted, but it's not clear if they were busted from the use of the Silk Road. It's probably they were busted for dealing in real life.
Well, it would make sense that they would do that, too,
so maybe
right?
they were buying their product on the Silk Road and then selling that product in real life because they were found to have had Silk Road accounts, but it's not real clear that that was what led to their downfall.
Okay. So I just think it minimizes the dangers of the black market.
It's the best
thing.
That's
what I like it for.
Yeah, I mean, it really is the best thing to have happened to the black market in the history of the black market, in my opinion.
I don't think people that do drugs, and I include alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, deserve to have their teeth kicked in and deserve to go to jail simply because they do drugs. Or they do drugs that are unpopular, because caffeine, alcohol, tobacco, few people going to jail over these. But the unpopular ones, those are the ones what people are going to jail for.
So here's a story from Forbes. An entrepreneur as professionally careful as the Dread Pirate Roberts doesn't trust instant messaging services. Forget phones or Skype. At one point during our 8-month-long pre-interview courtship, I offered to meet him at an undisclosed location outside of the United States. He replied, "Meeting in person is out of the question. I don't meet in person even with my closest advisors." When I ask for his name and nationality, he's so spooked he refuses to answer any other questions, and we lose contact for a month. All my communications with Roberts are routed exclusively through the messaging system and forums of the website that he owns and manages, The Silk Road. Accessing the site requires running the anonymity software Tor, which encrypts web traffic and triple bounces it among thousands of computers around the world. Like a long, blindfolded ride in the back of some guerrilla leader's van, Tor is designed to prevent me and anyone else from tracking the location of Silk Road servers or the Dread Pirate Roberts himself. He says the highest levels of government are hunting me. I can't take any chances.
They are hunting this guy. Yeah, absolutely. If they found this guy, it'd be terrible for
him.
If
Roberts is paranoid, it's because very powerful people really are out to get him. In the last 2.5 years, Silk Road has grown into the web's busiest bazaar for heroin, methamphetamines, crack cocaine, LSD, ecstasy, and enough strains of marijuana to put an Amsterdam coffee shop to shame. The DEA won't comment on whether it's investigating the Silk Road, but did write in a statement that it's aware of the site and is very proactive in keeping abreast of the digital underground's ever-evolving technological advancements. Senator Chuck Schumer has demanded Silk Road be shut down and called it the most brazen attempt to peddle drugs online that we've ever seen by light years. Hey, Chuck, it's not an attempt. They're very successful at it.
Yeah, how long has it been?
Two years, at least.
I was going to say, it's definitely over a year.
Yeah, I've had an account there since 2011.
So, I don't even know what that means.
You have to have an account to use the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to look around?
Maybe. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yep, you can do a lot of looking there on the Silk Road. You can actually use its forums as well. You don't have to buy things to participate in the community there.
So did this reporter have an account?
He had to in order to converse with the Dread Pirate Roberts. More coming up here. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive on our site there. We've got a webcam where you can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. All free, of course. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Get your precious metals, gold and silver, at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got lots of pieces there for you to look at online. And if you call the telephone number that's there on the website, 877-857-9938, There's lots, all the specialty pieces that you're looking for, different types of metals. They've got them. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. I've been buying from Midas for many years, gold and silver. And if you're going to get some precious metals, either as a hedge against inflation or an investment or a barter currency, do it through gold.freetalklive.com. Not only do you get great prices, but you're helping Free Talk Live in the process, helping us spread the message of liberty through gold.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about the Dread Pirate Roberts. He is, or Dread Pirate Roberts, he is the creator, the operator of the Silk Road. Actually, I should be clear here. One of the things that we've learned, or that we will learn in this article from Forbes, is that the current Dread Pirate Roberts, much like the current Shamu, was not the original Dread Pirate Roberts. So the existing Dread Pirate Roberts is actually not the creator of the Silk Road. He's just the operator of it.
Can you give me the quote for that?
From the Forbes article? We haven't gotten to it yet, but I promise you it's here.
It doesn't say that the original Dread Pirate Roberts retired 15 years ago and lives in Patagonia, does it?
No. That wouldn't make sense. The Silk Road's only been around for 2 years.
Just want to make sure.
I saw that online somewhere today, and it just seemed ridiculous to me.
Okay, good. So that you're prepared for it. The Princess Bride, from which this term, Dread Pirate Roberts, comes.
The character name?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the Wesley, the protagonist in Princess Bride, is the Dread Pirate Roberts. But he received the mantle from the previous Dread Pirate Roberts, and he from the previous one before that.
Got it. So we have got the story here from Forbes. It's all about this guy who's behind the most successful online drug marketplace. But as I pointed out before, even though I've had an account here for a long time, it doesn't mean I've purchased drugs, Mark. There's all kinds of categories of things that you can buy at the Silk Road. Some of it may or may not be illegal in your area, so do keep that in mind. But, I mean, they've got apparel, they've got art, they've got books, they've got computer equipment, digital goods, drug paraphernalia, electronics, erotica, fireworks, food, forgeries. So, all kind of, only halfway through the list of categories that they have there. Now, is there number one category drugs? Yes. Yes, it is, by far.
Well, that's what they're known for.
That's what people come, for the most part, to Silk Road. But if you are looking to buy some fake IDs, they've got those, too.
I'd be petrified to purchase artisan jewelry on... on Silk Road. I'm sorry. I don't want to tell else to tell you.
You can even buy money on the Silk Road as well.
Oh, that's interesting. It's always nice to be able to get the different coins and bills from around the world to see who their dead presidents are and who their liars and thieves that they hold up.
Somebody's selling a 10-ounce bar of silver right now on Silk Road. So, anyway, you can go and check that out at your leisure, but I want to talk more about the man behind it, the Dread Pirate Roberts. So going on here, he points out that there are a lot of people that are after him, most importantly being the DEA and other agencies of that ilk. Anyone, of course, can download Tor, exchange some dollars or euros for the digital currency Bitcoin, and go shopping on Silk Road for drugs that are vacuum-sealed and discreetly mailed via the U.S. Postal Service, right under the federal government's own nose.
Is there a policy on how your drugs are delivered on Silk Road, or is it just up to the purveyor?
It's recommended that people do not use UPS or FedEx, and the reason for that is supposedly that it's harder for the feds to inspect their own mail service. That they need a warrant to inspect your mail, supposedly, at the Postal Service, whereas with UPS or FedEx, they can usually just walk right into the office and show their badge.
You know, it makes a certain amount of sense, what you're saying. It's mm-hmm. just amusing that the government has a harder time inspecting its own mail than it does...
Another reason for it is you do not want to be signing for a package of drugs, because then it shows that you were expecting, perhaps, the package of drugs.
Now, what
so
if... Now, okay,
you're more likely to have to sign for something if it's a UPS.
Understood,
address.
But I've been delivered many a package for which I have signed that I didn't,
know
what was in it.
Absolutely.
You know, I think
you have plausible deniability, even if you're signing for a package, but it's definitely something that will make you get arrested if it's drugs.
I do this all the time when I go to the mailbox store where I get my mail. They give me a box, and I say, what is it? As though these poor people that accept my mail and sign for it know what the answer is. What is it? They have have no clue. If they could answer the question, then I would know that they're bad people. It's like I'm trying to entrap them or something by asking. I'm really just wondering what's in this box.
You're wondering aloud. You're wondering aloud.
Yes, I shouldn't be doing it, but I do.
By the measure of Carnegie Mellon researcher Nicholas Kristen, Robert's eBay-like service was grossing $1.2 million per month in the first half of 2012.
Jeez.
Since then, the site has doubled its product listings, and revenue now hits an annual run rate of $30 to $45 million by Forbes' estimate. That's pretty sweet. And again, the guys operating the site, Dread Pirate Robbers, he's getting 10% pretty much of every transaction.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, one analysis of the Tor network performed by a student at Dublin's Trinity College found that the Silk Road received about 60,000 visits per day, mostly from users looking to buy or sell drugs, along with other illicit items, including unregulated cigarettes and forged documents. Silk Road takes a commission on all of its sales.
What does a pack of cigarettes cost on the Silk Road?
Good question.
I tend to think that cigarettes are about $3 or $4 a pack, and then the rest of it's taxes. When I was selling cigarettes in the 90s, they were $2 a pack. And actually, they had taxes on them then. I'll bet you cigarettes really are only $2 a pack if you can get them without any taxes on them. I don't know if that's even possible to buy them without any taxes. Obviously, these companies have to pay some kind of taxes, but there's lots of additional taxes on cigarettes too.
You can get a 10 pack of Lucky Strikes, so 10 times 20.
Does that have a filter on it or not?
I'm not sure.
Okay, there's a short looking pack.
Lucky Strike. I'll pull up a picture for you here. Lucky Strike Reds for $37.97, and that's shipping from Moldova.
Moldova.
Yep.
No idea where that is. All right.
It's not around here.
No, it's not.
But there's more cigarettes than that. That was just the first one that that came up. So back to the story here. Silk Road does take a 10% commission and scales down for larger transactions. Given that those commissions are collected in bitcoins, which have appreciated close to 200-fold against the dollar since Silk Road launched in 2011, the Dread Pirate Roberts and any other stakeholders in Silk Road have likely amassed millions in profits. Despite the giant DEA crosshairs painted on his back and growing signs the feds are probing the so-called dark web that Silk Road and other black market sites inhabit, Roberts spoke with Forbes in his first ever extended public interview for a reason. As with physical drug dealing, a turf war has emerged. Competitors, namely a newly launched site called Atlantis with a real marketing budget and a CEO with far less regard for his privacy, are stealing Roberts' spotlight. Roberts says that up until now, I've done my best to keep Silk Road as low profile as possible, letting people discover it through word of mouth. At the same time, the Silk Road has been around 2.5 years. We've withstood a lot, and it's not like our enemies are unaware any longer. Roberts also has a political agenda. We'll tell you more about that coming up in moments. Here's a hint. He's on our side. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Your comments on the Silk Road or its new competitor, Atlantis. Or bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? space. Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring us anything you want at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Dread Pirate Roberts, the founder of the Silk Road, the most successful, longest-running, basically open-air drug market. It's not really open-air, it's online. But it's open in that you can go and you can create your own account and you can buy or sell pretty much anything you want to. There are a couple categories of things that are not allowed on the Silk Road, but it's not all drugs. They have other interesting things that you can find there. You can buy a pack of cigarettes. You can get some cigarettes there, cigars. They've got those there and other various different products.
You can get Cuban cigars on Silk Road?
I didn't search for Cuban, but I bet you probably...
Now!
Are you going to start your habit
something
up again?
Something has changed here, Ian. Now, I want to know, can I get a Cuban cigar on Silk Road?
What's a Cuban cigar called?
Well, they have Cohibas, but that's really misleading because they have different types of Cohibas. Just look for the word Cuban.
All right, well, I'll do that here in a little bit. We're talking about Dread Pirate Roberts. He is the founder, or was the founder. There's now Dread Pirate Roberts' replacement. Essentially, they're calling themselves the same name, but there's two different Dread Pirate Roberts. There was the guy who founded the site and then the guy who took it over, and the article covers that here in a moment. But first, they talk about his political agenda, and he sees himself, according to Forbes, not just as an enabler of street corner pushers, but also as a radical libertarian revolutionary, carving out the anarchic digital space beyond the reach of the taxation and regulatory powers of the state. A Julian Assange with a hypodermic needle. Roberts said in his interview, quote, "We can't stay silent forever. We have an important message, and the time is ripe for the world to hear it. What we're doing isn't about scoring drugs or sticking it to the man. It's about standing up for our rights as human beings and refusing to submit when we've done no wrong. Silk Road is a vehicle for that message," he writes to me from somewhere on the internet's encrypted void. "All else is secondary." While Roberts waxes philosophical, his competitors are finding motivation in grabbing some of Silk Road's lucrative drug trade. On June 26, we talked about this when this happened, a video ad for Atlantis appeared on YouTube telling the story of Charlie, a friendly-looking cartoon hipster. Charlie, according to the text that popped up around the video's frame as jingly music played, is a stoner who moves to a new city for work and can't find any marijuana.
This happens all the time.
That is until he discovers Atlantis's virtual black market, orders some pot, and gets high as a damn kite, according to the video. YouTube removed the video within days for violating its terms of service, but not before it had received close to 100,000 views and pulled the new Bitcoin-based black market into the public internet's awareness. Atlantis's ad took a direct shot at Silk Road, calling itself the world's best anonymous online drug marketplace. But the folks over at Atlantis are going to have a tough road to hoe here. I mean, they're relatively new to the scene, only been around for several months at this point.
What do they do different? What's their unique selling proposition?
They do accept Litecoin, and they do also have lower fees for their sellers.
Okay.
So they're competing in those ways. Otherwise, it's basically an ape of the Silk Road. The site itself is essentially a knockoff of the Silk Road.
Okay.
And, I mean, it looks a little bit different, but it functions in a pretty much the same manner.
All right.
And the next day, an employee of Atlantis named Heisenberg held a group chat with reporters where he described the site as the Facebook to Silk Road's MySpace. In comments now deleted from an Ask Me Anything session on the social news Reddit site Reddit, Atlantis's chief executive, who goes by the name Vladimir, listed advantages over Silk Road like less downtime and smaller fees for sellers. He said that the road has more users, but our site is better, to put it bluntly. The battle for the web's drug corner is on. The Dread Pirate Roberts isn't shy about naming Silk Road's active ingredient, the cryptographic digital currency known as Bitcoin. He says, we've won the state's war on drugs because of Bitcoin, he says. And then they go on to talk about the Bitcoin economy and, of course, how great Bitcoins are. We're huge fans of those here on Free Talk Live. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and link over and move more, learn more about that.
Right, and you know, Bitcoin gets smeared with the whole it's for buying drugs online thing. And, you know, it's anonymous in that sense. But that's like saying that cash is for buying drugs, in real life.
Yeah. Roberts writes,
I have bought lots of things with Bitcoins that aren't illegal drugs. I have bought coffee with Bitcoin. That's a decaf. I don't know if that qualifies as a drug. It's got a little bit of caffeine in, so yeah, sure, that's a drug.
We're talking about the potential, says Roberts, for a monumental shift in the power structure of the world. The people can now control the flow and distribution of information and the flow of money. Sector by sector, the state is being cut out of the equation, and power is being returned to the individual. Of course, Robert's lofty words on individual liberties provide a convenient veneer to justify his profitable business selling illegal, dangerous, and addictive substances. But Roberts argues that if his users want heroin and crack, they should have the freedom to buy it and deal with the consequences. Unlike other Bitcoin-based underground sites, Silk Road bans all but what Roberts defines as victimless contraband. He won't permit the sale of child pornography, stolen goods, or weapons, though the latter is a gray area. The site has experimented with selling guns and may yet reintroduce them. According to Roberts, they did launch a separate site called The Armory. It didn't really work out, but it sounds like they're still batting that idea around. Aside from the thorny ethics...
Does Atlantis do the gun?
The guns?
Thing?
I don't think so.
So I remember seeing some pictures of the guns that were on Silk Road. I didn't go there, but
there
I
were never guns on Silk Road, as I understand it. It was on The Armory, a separate site.
Okay, it was a separate site. Mm-hmm. But I guess I saw some pictures, and I just, you know, seeing these things, they looked so frightening, you know, like RPGs and stuff like that.
There never really were very many guns on The Armory, so it never really took off in any way, shape, or form, because it's a lot harder to ship guns.
Yeah, right. You can't vacuum seal that and put it in a little package.
Aside from the thorny ethics of the Bitcoin underground economy, the currency's wild fluctuations present a more practical problem. Silk Road allows the site's dealers to peg their Bitcoin prices to the dollar so that a typical gram of heroin on the site costs around $200, regardless of whether Bitcoins are worth 50 cents apiece, as they were in early 2011, or $266 at their pre-crash peak in April of 2013. They're currently around $100 today. The site also offers a currency hedging system that protects dealers against swings in Bitcoin's value while their drugs are in transit. So they've done some really smart things there. Bitcoin did more than enable the online modern black market, says Roberts. It also brought him and Silk Road together. See, Roberts isn't actually the site's founder, as he revealed in our interview. He credits the Silk Road's creation to another, even more secretive entrepreneur, whom he declined to tell me anything about, and who may have used the Dread Pirate Roberts nom de guerre before it was assumed by the person I interviewed. The current Roberts discovered the site shortly after its creation in early 2011. And get this, around that time, he says, he found a security flaw in the wallet software that stored Silk Road's funds. So essentially, he hacked the Silk Road in the beginning days. The bug could have allowed a hacker to identify the site's hardware and to steal its bitcoins. Instead of exploiting the weakness, he helped the site's founder fix it, gained his trust, and eventually became an active partner in the business. Eventually, the current Roberts says he bought out Silk Road's creator and assumed full control. Well, it was his idea to pass the torch, in fact, says Roberts, and he was well compensated.
Wow.
So whoever the original Dread Pirate Roberts is out of it. He's sitting pretty, probably relaxing on the beach at some island country somewhere.
I'm just petrified at what could happen to these people, you know? Because the drug dealers that are on Silk Road, they're small potatoes as far as the world's DEA, Interpol, mm-hmm. whoever is concerned. It's this guy they're going after. This guy who's probably never sold a drug, who potentially has never sold a drug in his life.
Maybe. Yeah, he may just be a brilliant computer programmer.
And is making life safer and better for all kinds of people around the world.
In February 2012, a post appeared on Silk Road's forums proclaiming the site's administrator would henceforth be known as Dread Pirate Roberts, a name taken from the dashing masked protagonist in the fantasy film The Princess Bride.
It's clever.
Tellingly, a persona that is passed down in the film from one generation of pirate to another. He soon began to live up to his colorful alter ego, posting lofty manifestos about Silk Road's libertarian political ideals and love letters to his faithful users and vendors. He's even hosted the Dread Pirate Roberts Book Club, where he moderated discussions on authors from the Austrian School of Free Market Economics. Commenters on the site describe Roberts as a hero, a job creator, and a name that will live on among the greatest men and women in history as a soldier of justice and freedom. When I ask Roberts how he defines his role at Silk Road, CEO, owner, he tells me he considers himself a center of trust between the site's buyers and sellers, a tricky task given that all parties want to remain anonymous.
Yeah, it's got to be tricky.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're not going to get through this whole piece here. We've got your calls coming up next. Whether you want to comment on the Silk Road or whatever's on your mind, it goes in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live that are coming up. You want to see the full piece on Dread Pirate Roberts, we will post it in moments to our Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. Stand by. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time. For your call and thoughts. If you dial in now, we might be able to sneak you in at 855-450-FREE. But if you don't get in tonight, it's no big deal. We do this thing 7 nights per week. So don't miss a moment at freetalklive.com or on your local radio station. If you don't get Free Talk Live all 7 nights per week on your local talk station, you can always call them, talk to the program director, and real nice-like, ask for some Free Talk Live or more. Maybe you've got some Free Talk Live, but not all seven nights. So again, go to local.freetalklive.com. That's local.freetalklive.com. There'll be some information there on how best to contact your local talk stations about our show. So 855-450-FREE. We go right into your phone calls and thoughts. We'll start things out with Nathan. Nathan is on Skype, actually. Hey, Nathan.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. You're on the air. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Calling from Texas.
Very good, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to comment about the tipping thing you all were talking about.
Yes.
I agree with the pizza guy. $2 for any bill less than $20 sounds pretty fair to me. That's generally what I would do. And if it was above that, then I would generally do 15 to 20%, you know, whatever I felt like or whatever seemed to be the easiest to calculate.
Are you talking as someone who is a pizza buyer or a pizza delivery person?
Pizza buyer. Okay. I used to order pizza a lot, and that's the rule that I generally did. I don't know if it was explained to me by a pizza delivery person, but it seemed good.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the problem is getting it explained by a pizza delivery person. It's you kind of wonder how close this person can. This person be unbiased? I felt like that guy's advice that $2, you know, $2 minimum sounded fine by me. I mean, the person's, you know, getting the pizza and driving it there and bringing it to my door and then driving back to the pizza place. $2 sounds like the least one can do. But some people on the Free Talk Live website were saying that they tip minimum under any circumstance for anything, $5 if it's under 20 bucks. And I don't know that if I go to a breakfast joint and order a $5 meal... And this is really what they were saying. If I order a $6 meal and that I should drop $5, I don't know. That doesn't really make much sense to me. I was also using the analogy in that circumstance that if four people went to a breakfast joint and they each had a $5 meal, which is, of course, is a cheap breakfast, you've got a $20 tab. On that, they would tip $5 according to this rule. But if each person asked for their own tab, then you have four $5 meals upon which everybody tips $5. Then you have $20 tip on a $20 meal. So this system that was proposed multiple times on Free Talk Live's Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com doesn't seem to work to me.
I agree with you. It doesn't really sound like something that would be practical. Are they saying that they do that all the time at restaurants that they prefer?
This is the rule. If you can't afford to tip the way I'm recommending, you shouldn't go out to eat. Is kind of what's getting heard here.
Oh, wow. I also wanted to mention something about Ian was alluding to pedantic libertarians arguing over the correct way to tip. And I have a pedantic libertarian argument. It's, have you ever heard of implicit contracts?
Sure. I mean, the idea that if you walk into a grocery store that you'll stop and check out on the way out, would that be an implicit contract?
Only if you were purchasing goods in that case. Well, what I was thinking more was if you're in a restaurant and you come in and sit down and you say, I'll have the steak, and they bring you steak and you consume the steak, can you then say, oh, well, I never agreed to pay for this steak. That was just an assumption. That was just your supposition. See what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, the implicit contract being that if you enter a restaurant and place an order, that you will pay for the product that is delivered to you. Yeah, these are things that are common practices in society. And I guess
tipping is an implicit contract, too.
Yeah, a caveman who were to have woken up from a long slumber would not know or understand these things, but anybody who's been raised in this society will likely get that.
I should have said tipping. In a geographic location, because tipping is different in different places.
Some places it doesn't exist.
In the United States, I would say that the implicit contract for tipping is a minimum of 15% unless you receive poor service, in which case you might go from below 15 to zero. And that would be poor service, not mediocre, average, or anything like that. And then above that, it might be 20% on up if it's really great service.
But why do you ask about the implicit contract? Nathan?
Well, because a lot of pedantic libertarian-type arguments might go something like, oh, well, you never explicitly agreed to it, because people might say, oh, well, you're living in a geographical area controlled by the state of Missouri, so you implicitly agree to follow all their rules. That might be a typical argument that someone might be afraid of having put forth. But I think the way to get around that is that implicit contracts should have some kind of limits on them. To go back to the steak example, if you go in and you order the steak and you eat the steak and then you ask, how much do I owe you? And they say, oh, you owe $1,000. That's how much the steak costs. Then that doesn't seem to be valid either.
Well, buyer beware. I mean, you should have ascertained the cost of the steak before you placed the order. I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's... It may be outrageous, and that restaurant's probably not going to stay in business very long.
Well, what do they do if you say, I don't have $1,000? I mean, I've walked into restaurants more times than not unable to pay a $1,000 bill.
Go wash some dishes, buddy.
That's a lot of dishes to wash, man.
Hey,
you're talking about
Nathan.
Washing dishes for the next month.
Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. Well, the fancy restaurants don't put prices on their menus.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Some fancy restaurants don't do that.
Usually what you've gotten is the menu for the person who's not paying.
You go to a place with no prices on the menu, and you may end up paying $50 for a steak or something like that. You don't know.
It could be more than that, my friend.
It could be. So it's your responsibility as the buyer to ascertain that information before placing your order.
I think that you're right, but I also think there's a social stigma that people feel. It's mild. But they feel
ask how much it
about
costs?
About asking pricing for things.
Well, look,
with you, and I know that you don't feel that social stigma,
I'm proud of
you for it. But I do think that other people tend to
their fault, man.
Yep.
You ask if you want to know, you got to ask. Let's
I don't
go.
Think that you have any obligation to pay for a $1,000 steak at an ordinary restaurant. You walk into some place that looks like a super high end restaurant, and you order the steak. You could very well get a $1,000 steak.
Odds are good you're not going to get hit with a $1,000 bill for a steak at a Waffle House, because everything
chances
there has a price on the menu. Look, if you're handed a menu with no prices on it, it's your responsibility to figure that out. So let's go to, and if you don't like that, then don't go eat at a place like that. Helen is in New York listening to Ithaca's WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Oh, I'm on a radio show? I thought I was ordering a delivery for $1,000 steak.
No. What's on your mind tonight?
That guy Nathan sounds like he's reinventing the wheel here. I mean, nobody tips 100%. I've been in and out of the restaurant business since I was a little kid, you know. Nobody pays 100% tip. That's ridiculous.
But I generally not. I have tipped a dollar or two for water, which is zero, so I'm in the infinite tipping category, too.
That's true. Well, Helen, what's on your mind besides tipping?
All right, I was calling to share this info with you guys, see if you want to spread it around, that some people are, you know, you guys heard of the decision Citizens United, like the euphemism for an evil deed, that is. But anyhow, people are stomping on their money, and you can get it, I think it's called... line of memory, stampstampede.org. You can order a stamp, and then you get like a little a little ink pad. And I would suggest red is the appropriate color for this. It's both visible, and it means like we're in the red. And you stamp your money with your dollar bills. And
you're stamping them. I'm on their website. You're stamping them with messages like not to be used for bribing politicians, amend the Constitution, get money out. I mean, Helen, who really believes that the politicians are going to get money out of politics?
Well, come on. I mean, you stamp your money all the time.
I stamp it with promotional messages for my radio show and my blog site.
I think this is a fine idea. I think this is a great idea.
No, it's not. It's a ridiculous idea that's going to have no effect whatsoever. All you're going to end up doing
is... spreads the message.
What message? That you want to get money out of politics? Come on, get real. What politician's going to support that?
Well, you can put a different message on it if you like. But
I support stamping bills.
No, Citizens United was a horrible Supreme Court decision. I mean, Roberts should be ashamed of himself.
It's not a new decision. They've been saying for years that corporations are persons. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with that much,
Helen. But I'm going to ask you again, what's the point? Why would I want to promote this website when all they're doing is this ridiculous idea of...
I'm not promoting the website. We're having printers here doing it locally, so we're not using that website. But I just said for an example, if you wanted to look at it and get ideas for messages to put on the...
Thank you, Helen, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Patrick in Arkansas. Patrick, get the last 20 seconds. Go. Patrick, go now.
Hi, I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida, and I believe I was listening, the third time listening to the show, and I... thought I knew you guys from the 2012 Ron Paul primary down there.
No, we've been up in New Hampshire since 2006, but we are Florida natives, and we'd love to have you call back another night, but we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
Look, kid, you're new here, so let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.